hi. Oh, can everybody hear me? Hold on. Hello. Sorry if my voice sounds a little rough, guys. Need to drink more water. I just choked on some water right before this, so... Yeah. Give me a second. If you guys hear a bunch of noises against my mic, it's just my hair. It's just my long hair. I'll try to hold it up so it doesn't, like, do that a lot. So while everybody comes into the space, I am just gonna go ahead and pull up my Maros. And there was a lot! You guys really came through with the Maros. There was like 30 plus added right in the last 30 minutes. So thank you, thank you. Thank you. I guess I know some of you can't stay for very long. So I'm gonna go ahead and try to sing a lullaby to start us off, if you guys don't mind. So our lullaby tonight will be, let's see, dream of me. There's another one from Cinderella. Oh, a dream is a wish your heart makes. That's the one. A dream is a wish your heart makes. It's like one of my favorite songs. My voice is a little bit rough, so I apologize if I mess this up. I'm going to actually drink more water. All right. I've never held a space before, so thank you for coming to my very first one. And then after we sing this, we're just going to go ahead and answer some Maros. And you guys are welcome to ask more while this is going on. It's going to go on for about an hour and a half. We'll see. I know I can't stay on for very long. Otherwise, my phone's going to completely run out of batteries. We don't want that to happen. Do we want to have the space chatter in a thread? If you guys want a thread, we could do that. Whatever you guys want. I don't mind it being in the main thing, but if you guys think it's better, as it'll make it cleaner. Yeah, let's start a thread then. Go ahead. All right, without further ado, let's see. Let's see if there's a piano backing. I like piano backing. It's not like we can get DMCA'd in these. Unless I'm wrong. Alright. Come on. Ugh. I ate some crackers to quell my stomach a little bit after stream, and man, seems like I should really just not eat anything today. Okay, let me open the thread. Bop, 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 bop. There it is. Alright, let's go.
A dream is a wish your heart makes. When you're fast asleep, in dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. You know, it's weird to sing into this tiny iPhone mic. You know, the crappy one that goes into your phone, that comes with the iPhone. It's weird because I never use that. I usually sing into my big mic during stream, so I don't know how my voice sounds on this. It's probably much more crappier. Let's do When You Wish Upon a Star. I'm not sure if I know the whole song, but I can sing the first part. The first part. I really like these songs themed about chasing dreams. I really do too. Again, like, I'm always chasing after a dream, and right now I'm in the process of finding a new dream, because when I joined Phase Connect, I didn't really expect, to be honest, I didn't really expect to get in at all. There was a turbulent period in my life right before, and yeah, and I just didn't think I would make it. I have a lot of these self-doubts a lot of the times, and it's a blessing to be here. To be a corporate VTuber was one of my biggest dreams, and now that I'm here, I sort of feel a little bit, a little lost in the sauce, as they say. Kind of figuring out who I want to be now. And a lot of you have noticed that I'm a little bit tense on stream a lot of the times. Reason being is I am still figuring out how I want to stream, how I want to be a streamer. I know, like, on Twitch, it's a little surreal. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. My grandma used to sing just like you do. Great vibrato. Thank you so much. I'm glad. If I could remind you of those happy memories, then I've done my job. yeah, so I'm still trying to figure out what I'm comfortable with. You guys notice I try my best not to swear on stream, simply because I'm sort of aiming for more of a, not family friendly, but like a PG-13 sort of audience, on YouTube. And I did receive a couple of models about wanting me to be a little bit more edgier. And I didn't want to address this until I had something I wanted to say that was appropriate, and I don't know if I'm comfortable doing more spicy, sort of edgier content. I feel like I don't know if I'll like myself if I started swearing a lot or made humor that was a little more edgy. It's not like I'd like my senpais any less for doing so, but I really want to make the content that makes me happy as well. On top of, yeah, maybe we can do more edgy stuff on Twitch when I start my Twitch series. But right now I'm still kind of getting into the groove of things, so thank you for hanging in with me while I figure that out. Thank you. I don't know what you guys prefer, though. Like, definitely let me know if you guys want to see more, more edgier content. But I don't want to go too much outside of what I'm comfortable with saying. All right. I'm wishing his outfit doesn't get that manual flag. Yeah. I want to be happy when I review my VODs, because I have to review my VODs, and I don't want to feel like I can't watch my own VODs because I don't like the person I see on screen. I don't mind getting a little on the edge, but yeah. All right, When You Wish Upon a Star, just the beginning. Just the beginning. Hold on. I need to get the note. Hold on. makes no difference. Okay, here we go. There we go. When you wish upon, when you wish, hold on. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dreams, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star as dreamers do. I don't know the rest, actually. I don't know the rest. Yeah. Technique trumps the phone mic. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the phone mic. It's kind of like we're having a phone call, which is kind of nice. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird to really experience my voice on the phone mic, to be honest. Even through my own ears, it sounds really different. Do you guys know what's that song? What's that song? Hold on. It's another older song. Another song. Isn't She Lovely? Stevie Wonder? Isn't She Lovely? Lovely. Isn't She Lovely? Karaoke. I wonder if there's like a softer version. We can try it. Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute old. I never thought through love we'd be making one as lovely as she. But isn't she lovely, made from love? Isn't she pretty? Truly the angel's best. Boy, I'm so happy. We have been heaven blessed. I can't believe what God has done. Through us, He's given life to one. But isn't she lovely, made from love? Isn't she lovely? Life and love are the same. Life is Aisha, the meaning of her name. Lonnie, it could not have been done without you who conceived the one. So, so very lovely, made from love. Da 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 da. That's a short version. Thank you. That was Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. I love that song a lot. a lot. So good. Thank you. Let's see if there's any, like, other softer, like, soft songs that old people would sing to you. what else? We can... Do I still know Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Do I still know this one? Or we could do Colors of the Wind after this. Colors of the Wind would work. Moon River. Sadly, I don't know Moon River. I know it's a failure of me, but I could learn it.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of a day. When the heat of the rolling world can be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you.
Man, I missed. Hold on, I choked. I choked on my own saliva. Why does this happen when I sing to you guys? It doesn't happen when I practice, but when I sing with you guys, for some reason, the nervousness gets the saliva glands going. It's a little less nerve-wracking than on stream, but still pretty nerve-wracking. Let's try this again. I don't know if you guys can hear the music in the background, but hopefully it's not too loud.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day. When the heat of the rolling world can be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. Can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. Can you feel the love tonight? How it's laid to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
Man, I don't know this part.
There's a time for everyone if they only learn that the twisting kaleidoscope moves all of us in turn. There's a rhyme and reason to the wild outdoors. When the heart of the star-crossed voyager beats in time with yours. Can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. Can you feel the love tonight? How it's laid to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
Man, I don't know that note. I don't know. I'm just guessing now.
To make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
Thank you. That was, I guess, through the whole song, as you guys might be able to tell. But I tried. So now, let's do a few more. I know some of you are going to bed, so I want to make sure that if you don't want to stay for the Q&A, that's fine. But as long as I get to lull you to sleep, then I've done my job. Nothing to quell down anxiety like some good old karaoke. It always works for me, so that's why I want to do a space today. Thank you. Thank you. You guys want some old-fashioned Celine Dion? What's Celine Dion? Celine Dion? This is like a precursor to the karaoke that we'll have next week. I'll say it here now. I actually applied for YouTube partner. And I'm not sure. We're gonna have a celebration soon. We're just waiting for membership to open. And so, very possibly that the end of next week, memberships and monetization will be open, but we're just still waiting on YouTube's end. So I really want to personally thank you guys for all the support that you guys have given me since I debuted. I really didn't expect it at all. And, you know, it's just been mind-blowing that, you know, it's like you guys just show up every day. There's like at least 150, 200 of you that show up. And that's like crazy to me. That's crazy to me that that many people would come and tune in on a daily. And I just want to do my best for you guys. It's fun. It has been really, really fun to tune in with you guys every day for 3 hours. I really want to build up to 4 hours streaming, but right now my stamina isn't too long. I did join a group with a wonderful community. I really did. I really did. I've gotten a lot of questions that, like, why didn't I try to apply for a bigger company? And honestly, I'm sort of a nervous, kind of anxious person. How do I say this? I need to choose my words carefully. I'm an anxious person. I'm a sad girl, after all. And I think to join a big company like that and suddenly get tens of thousands of viewers, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that, because it feels like I wouldn't have enough time to grow into that, and I feel like I'd be really stressed out and not be able to really give a comfortable... Oh, is Erina here? Is Erina here? Yeah, Sad Girl Company Love. Yeah, hello, Ari. I wouldn't be able to give a good performance under that kind of pressure. And I wanted to slowly grow my community. And what's the fun in, like, getting everything from the get-go when I can build something different, you know? Something else. I really have hopes that FaZe will grow. To be a little bit more big. We're going to take FaZe to the moon. I really have dreams like that. So thank you. Thank you for deciding to join me on this journey. Yeah, bigger company feels like... And there's also restrictions. Like, a lot of restrictions. I know a lot of them I do place on myself, even when I'm here. But I would like the option of just streaming whatever I wish. And to sing whatever I want, and not to be under Japanese company rules. If that makes sense, does that make sense? It's so exciting to see FaZe's growth with Alias. Yeah, I wanted to bring a little more of that, like, idol-like experience to the West. And I know Hololive's kind of doing that, but not with the restrictions that... Same restrictions? So that's why I've been doing things the way I do. Your streams give comfy vibes, plus you have a really solid schedule. Being there at the same time every day makes people expect you to be there and come back every day. Yeah, that's a goal. I want to create, like, a habit. it's easy to remember, you know? For me too, every day, 3 o'clock p.m. PST, same place, same time. When Twitch opens up, it's going to be like that as well, but I think I'm going to be a little more edgier on Twitch. I think I'm going to be less family-friendly there, so maybe later you guys get to see a more unhinged part of me. But on YouTube, it's going to be PG-13 for the time being. if you guys want more edgy content from me, yeah, if you guys don't mind. thank you. Yeah, but we're not gonna open Twitch for a little while. I want to concentrate on what I'm doing now, at least for the first month, until I'm comfortable enough to stream 2 times a day, because that's a lot of time, right? That's a lot of time. Having a karaoke at the beginning of a stream is such a treat. Thank you. I'm glad you like that. It's not always going to be there, because if I do karaoke at the beginning of a stream, it gets demonetized. The video gets demonetized. So I'm not sure if management's going to let me do it forever, but as long as we are free and in the open to do so, I will try to slip it in at least a couple times a week. Yeah. Sorry if you guys hear my throat burps. I ate a couple crackers and now my stomach is full and uncomfortable. Karaoke your own songs. Maybe I can do a cappella. I enjoy watching you work really hard, Ingro. Thank you. Yeah. I base my entire self-worth as a streamer and as a person off of, like, my hard work. me doing my best. So that's why I'm a little bit of an alcoholic. I wish I was more of an workaholic. I had an alcohol arc, but that's over now. More things you should know about me, Ma. I'm a workaholic, so, yeah. Yeah, we don't talk about my alcoholic phase. We don't talk about that. Being as old as I am. It's hard to not have an alcoholic phase in the past. But anyways, that's something we'll learn about on another day. Yeah, my tolerance isn't the way that it was before. So, yeah. Before it was really, Mila could drink a lot. Like, I would be sitting there at the bar with a fishbowl. She's not drinking stream with Tenma. One day, I need to work my tolerance back up though. Yeah, I used to sit there at this bar I used to frequent back in the day, and there was this drink that they served in a literal fishbowl, like bigger than my head, and I would be drinking the whole thing by myself every weekend. It was intense. It was a really heavy hitting mojito. It was so good though. It was my favorite. Do you still get nervous streaming? I still do. As you guys have learned, my heart rate's usually in the 50s or 40s. And I wasn't able to get it below 60. Below 60 today on stream. Usually when I'm streaming, the anxiety spikes and my heartbeat is faster than normal. So, keep sucking this fishbowl back? No. I'm going to drink alcohol out of it. Sucking, I can't swim. Is that true? It's an impressive average. Must be at Stairmaster. Yes, it is. Yeah, 120, it does spike. Yeah, I when I get scared and stuff. You should watch when I play Souls games. It spikes to 130 when I am defeating a boss. Yeah. Maybe we'll do Souls on Twitch or something. I need to find a new series just for Twitch. Maybe next month? We'll see. We'll see my stamina. He does walk. Sakuna is a walking fish. All right, let's do My Heart Will Go On, and then we'll chat a little bit more. Yeah. Oh, we could do Elden Ring. We could do Elden Ring on Twitch. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on. Far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, you open the door, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on and on. Man. Don't let go. Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime, and never let go till we're gone. Love was when I loved you one true time. I hope to in my life will always go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, you open the door, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on and on. This is one of my favorite karaoke songs. Oh my god, here comes the bridge. Here comes. You're here. There's nothing to fear. And I know that my heart will go on. We'll stay forever this way. You are safe in my heart, and my heart will go on and on. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that one, it sounds so dumb, but it gets me teary-eyed. Because, sorry, give me one second. Why am I such an emotional, thing? I just get really sentimental sometimes. There was a... When I was a younger, creator, I would sing this to, the gods that made me. And some of those gods are no longer here, so, yeah. They're bittersweet, they're bittersweet tears, yeah. That was one of, like, the best memories of my childhood. Yeah, I would sing on, like, in front of all of them. And this was the song that I would sing. This was the song, so, yeah. Good times. Anyways, let's calm down a little bit before we head on to another song. I have so many more boomer songs I want to sing for you guys. Or maybe Disney too, since we're not going to get DMCA today. We're not going to get DMCA'd in Twitter Spaces, so, Alright. Let's see, let's start with the models. Let's start with a couple of the models. Let's scroll down. There's some left over from last time. So let me see here. Okay, so, somebody asked, do you actually play Yu-Gi-Oh? And if so, what deck? I do. I did actually play Yu-Gi-Oh. It's been a long time since, though. But I used to play competitively with a hero deck back in the day when that was still very viable. I'm not sure if it's viable now, but I quit shortly after Necroz started to become the meta. And I left because it got too expensive. I believe it costs like 5k to make a whole complete Necroz deck. And then you don't know if in the next format they're going to nerf it or not. So, yeah. 5k, yeah, to make a complete Necroz deck back in the day. And it's probably viable for only like three, four months the format is there, and then after that they change the format, so you're forced to like take out cards and make a new deck. And yeah, I played Heavensward too. Was it? No, Lightsworn. Not Heavensward. That's a FF14 thing. It was a long time ago. Yeah, it's more than most people spend. It's a lot. yeah, Lightsworn. I played Lightsworn too. And Cyber Dragon. I played Cyber Dragon a little bit. But mostly, I mained Hero Deck. Ironically, Necroz are at full power and nobody plays them. Really? Does nobody play them anymore? Thank God. I hate Necroz. Lightsworn is what I play now. I see. I don't know how it has changed since. But I can totally relearn the game. Pendulums were so annoying. I hated them. I left before pendulums became like a thing. Hated pendulums. Absolutely hated pendulums! I didn't want to learn pendulums. I still don't understand them. I'll be very honest with you. Shadals. Ooh, Shadals were fun. Shadals are very fun. I didn't have Shadals, though. I couldn't. That's a deck I never built. I never bothered building. Yeah. I can tell that you're a bit anxious. I hope that we can encourage you out of your shell. Yeah, slowly. Slowly, surely. I'm trying not to yab. Because... I don't want to disappoint, FaceConnect, my senpais. I really don't. I want to be as professional and as wonderful of a coworker as I can be. And that might come off as anxious and maybe a little uptight, but, for me, I have to make sure that I'm comfortable with what I'm putting out there for everybody to see, for hundreds of you guys to see every day. And eventually, I'm sure I'll loosen up a little bit more, but, I want to be, again, more family friendly than anything. And especially on YouTube. But, when Twitch opens up and I stream a little on there, throughout the week, I'm sure you guys can see a different part of me. Shadal was incredibly viable until a format or so ago, and it still works. I see. So it's starting to be one of those things that are being phased out. What are some new formats? Like, what are some new decks that, are... Like, what's the, like, big meta right now? What's the big meta right now? Hold on. I'll be right back. Okay, so, if you're scared of, just remember that Gen 1 exists. Yeah, that's the thing, right? All right, I guess I could tell you this. Honestly, there was like management definitely made an emphasis to make sure we don't yab. I just want to make Mumi's job easier, you know? I just want to make Mumi's job easier. I don't want her to bonk us, you know? Yeah, I have Pipkin. I do have Pipkin. I do hide my power level. That's why I know so many of your cursed internet terms, you know? I know everything. I just don't like to share it. Share it with everybody on a daily basis. Yeah, I'm hiding the inner darkness. Hiding the inner darkness, but I'm sure it'll slowly start to seep out as we go along. Eldritch? Eldritch? What a weird. I've never heard that. Maybe it's one of the new ones. Mima sees all. I do see all. I do know all the things. I do know all the things. I know what you guys talk about. Sometimes I suck at hiding the power level. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I think my thing is there's a time and place for everything. You know what I mean? I feel like it's important to know when to let those power levels loose and when not to. Yeah. It'll probably leak out a little bit later. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best not to let it overtake everything. Hello, Mima. I love the debut, and I was wondering if you would ever have a drinking stream. I also wanted to ask, what are some of your favorite drinks, both alcoholic or not? Well, you guys know about my ketchup habit, so I don't need to go into that. But thank you for loving my debut. I got such good reception on that. I couldn't believe that you guys liked my debut as much as you guys did. I'm still quite in disbelief because when we were, how do you say this? When we were rehearsing, I always got like lukewarm responses from management. And I was like, oh man, this is not gonna go over so well. Some of the other girls definitely got a lot more like excited reception to their debuts and stuff. Yeah. My voice is so shaky towards the end. Yeah, I was crying. I was crying at the end. You guys didn't notice. I was legit crying because I couldn't believe that there were so many of you there. Yeah. Yeah, I was. The song got to me too. Yeah. I put a lot of emotions into my singing when I sing live. So, that's a lot. That's why a lot of the times when I sing live, it sounds better than my mixed singing because my voice is hard to mix because there's so much emotion and, variation. But for some reason, when people mix my voice for covers, it doesn't sound as nice, which is weird. Which is weird. Debut was great. I fell in love with your voice at the first karaoke. You just showed up at. I don't know what that means. Oh, come on. Yeah. Dakimakura. No. I am trying to bully Sakura into commissioning a daki from my mama for my 1 year or for my birthday. So, I don't know. I don't know. It'd be great to have one. It'd be great to have one. In your debut, you said it was one of the type of content you want to do is ASMR. I hope you'll be able to do some in the future. Your voice will be perfect for it. There is one this weekend, actually. Let me check my schedule. Hold on. Yeah, I have a ASMR cafe ASMR chit chat on Saturday. You guys are gonna get all like the cafe background sounds, and we're gonna go have a nice brunch together on Saturday evening, or after, I don't know, depending on where you're at, it's a different time of day. But yeah, we'll talk about everything and nothing at all. For a solid 2 hours or something like that. I can understand where management would feel more lukewarm, but it's not so much to do with your quality, perhaps more with your comfort level. Your fear showed a bit more than other talents, I think. I see. Coffee sipping, yeah, we're gonna have like plate sounds, eating, a little bit of eating sounds, not too much. Sakana Daki. You guys want that? Even if I draw it, I'm not sure he would sell it. I'll ask him if I drew him a Daki, would he sell it? Maybe like a mini Daki? I can't imagine that you guys would like take off the covers of your anime girls and like put Sakana on there. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one, boys. I'm not sure. Maybe a fish plush. Doesn't need to be a Daki. If it was a fish plush, I would buy it. If it was a plush, I'd totally buy it. I would totally. Alright. The next Maro. Let's see. Since you place the stars in the sky, not all stars shine equally bright. How is it decided which stars will be brighter than others? If a dim star came to you and asked how it might be able to shine just a bit brighter, what would you tell it? This is a really nice question, but every star in the sky is placed just the way it needs to be. So it can all work together, right? If every star in the sky was equally as bright, and there were no six magnitude stars, dimmest stars, then the sky wouldn't look as beautiful, because the dimmer the star, the redder it is, the brighter the star, the more blue or white it is. And wouldn't it be boring to have just bright white stars all over the sky? I think the variation, like purples and reds in the sky, are what makes it interesting. So even if a sixth magnitude star came to me and asked why it was made a certain way, I would tell it that it would be made exactly the way it was meant to be made and placed exactly where it was meant to be placed. So, yeah. Oh god, the Sheena lore actually hurts me with stars in the sky reference. It's way too close to home for me. This is being archived. I am recording it. Though I'm not sure how it's supposed to actually work. But if one of you, I know some of you like to archive things that aren't meant to be archived. So I'm sure it will show up somewhere in the internet, as they say. Hello. I'll mostly ask about art stuff since I want to get better at it. So let's get to it. Life's hacks of art. Enhancing your shading techniques and how to adjust bust and weight and waist and bust size. Those things are, there's no hacks. There's no life hacks for art. I wish there was. Then it wouldn't take me this long to get to where I am, but art is one of those things where you have to play the long game. It takes a long time. You don't get better at it overnight, or even a year, or 2 years. It's something that will take maybe 10 to get to a point where you're able to completely translate a composition in your brain exactly the way you want it onto a piece of paper. Some people live their entire lives not being able to do that, but the journey is what counts. The improvement is what counts. Yeah, I know it's a little overwhelming, but you do get things better at things one by one. Just challenge yourself with every piece that you do. It's okay if it looks bad the first time. Just try again next time and keep trying. And do something that's a little bit uncomfortable for you every time you draw. Otherwise, you'll get stuck. Do you have a favorite brush? I do not have a favorite brush, because different brushes do different things. But if you ask me what my favorite line art brushes or painting brushes for hair or for clothes, those would differ. But I won't get into it now. It would make no sense. Maybe tomorrow we can get into this a little bit more. Any tips for a Sai user? I used to use Sai back in the day. I find it really lightweight and stuff, but I don't like it anymore because it's too lightweight and some of the features I need to use aren't on Sai. I do like how the lines look though, but it's a great place to start. I don't have any tips for it though. It's just something you just gotta get used to. Each program is very different. High risk, high reward. I mean, what are you risking really other than your time when you're drawing? Like, what are you risking other than that? Let's see here. Yeah, we'll answer this art question tomorrow. I'll go into it. Exercises I do before drawing. I don't really warm up anymore. I just get to it. But before, I used to do like 10-minute gesture drawings. Those always help loosen you up. But I admittedly don't warm up as much as I should these days. When a star fades away, it thinks it will just disappear, but when stars die, they'll explode in brilliance that travels around the other stars. For us spectators, a beautiful spectrum of colors witnessed billions of light years away. Sorry for slightly yabbing, but I got emotional with the stars shining brighter. Yep, exactly. Yeah, not even the beautiful stars are permanent, so, yeah. But when a star dies, it's a thing to witness. How do you say this? It's a honor to witness what it leaves behind, and that's something that I think is very important to remember for VTubers, since a lot of us are here only for a certain amount of time. And we only glow and shine as long as we keep producing content. But one day, people will start moving on. And it's good to remember and look at what they leave behind. Very important. Very important to remember that. Because that's what counts. Very painful, but what would life be without those moments, you know? Without the painful moments. Let's see. Let's go to the next one. Dear Sheena, you are the butter cookies meemaw, which is technically our grandma. You possibly have grandkids. I haven't seen one of the butter cookies for a while. Where do the bad cookies go? That's a good question. I mean, I think I'm grandma in terms of soul. When I call myself a meemaw, it's because of how old I am. I am older than the stars, so it would be weird if I called myself a mommy or auntie. It's like not old enough, so that's why we are grandma. But I know some of you don't like the idea of me being a grandma, which, you know, to that I say, maybe find somebody that isn't a grandma. Maybe we have other talents that are not grandma. That are not grandma. If you're not into like, Lalibaba stuff, then I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the right talent for you. But you're always welcome to hang around. Yeah. You're always welcome to hang around. I haven't seen one of the... Where do the bad cookies go? They go... I think you can come to your own conclusions. Where else do bad cookies go? They're definitely not going back in the tin, let's put it that way. They're definitely not going back in the tin. Let's see. Hello, Mima. I was browsing YouTube, fell into and got stuck in the old French songs being expertly covered section, and naturally that made me think of you. I don't think links work well in Maros, but essentially, it was a lot of, Pomplamoose feat, the Ving Rooftop Revival, and Natalie Dawn. Here are a couple that I would think would fit your voice. An old French tune by Georges Brassens. Les Yeux Noirs. Dark Eyes. Django Reinhardt Sous le Ciel de Paris. Edith Piaf by Edith Piaf. I will look into those songs. I love Edith Piaf, actually. Hope my pronunciation was good. I hope you can find some inspiration in those because your French covers have a certain je ne sais quoi que j'adore. By that, I mean they make me want to become more sophisticated and worthy of serenading a distinguished lady. I'm glad you recognize that I am a distinguished older lady of Phase Connect. Really looking forward to watching your channel and Phase Connect grow together. I trust you guys to shrug off the silly yaps and own up to the real mistakes. Earning trust, Gen 2 is now showing the industry how it's done. Soon, you'll be new stars. Thank you. I really hope so. I really hope we shake up the industry. That's a little too cheeky of me to say, though. I don't know. I hope we're really good. I hope we're really good and that we at least catch the attention of the big three. As they say. And as they say. Hello, Mima. You mentioned owning a Tribal. Loving the original 1960s Star Trek series. Yes, I do. Have you seen any of the other shows like Next Gen, DS9, etc.? I have not watched the newer shows because I just love Spock so much. Like, his character is so. I just love him so much. Like, I love Spock a lot, and he's only in the original series, right? No, I mean, he did show up later, I think. I'm not sure. But I do plan to watch DS9. I heard it was really not really nice. Or and Next Gen. I heard that I'm trying to get Captain Picard to grow on me a little bit more. Maybe when I have more time. I also watched the, of course, the new movies. The movies, I really like those too. They're not like super Star Trek like, but they're really entertaining in their own way. And as somebody who likes Star Wars, it felt like it was a good bridge between the two. I really liked the new movies. Yeah, I had like cardboard cutouts of Spock and Kirk from the movies too. I don't know where my Kirk standee went actually, but. He's somewhere in my closet, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm not very smart. You guys do. I do get more credit for being smart than I really am. I'm really not too smart about a lot of things. Let's see. You mentioned that you did your research on other content creators and learned a lot more, and learned a lot before you debuted. What did you research and how did you go about researching and applying that to yourself? This one's a good question. A very good question. I did a lot of, like, as I mentioned, I always wanted to be, when I started wanting to be a streamer, I went and listened to a lot of podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts, especially if you have an Apple phone. There's Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of them about streaming. It's mostly about Twitch, though. And yeah, I would listen to them on the way to my job, my job that I am no longer at. I'm no longer at, but I used to be a very classic office lady type in the stars. Yeah, and I would listen to podcasts on all the way up to work. Yeah, and then I also watched a lot of YouTube videos, Devin Nash, Alpha Gaming. I did a lot of research. There's a lot of resources out there. But the thing I benefited most off of is actually watching streams of other content creators. When I mentioned I liked Asmongold, he was one of the streamers that I watched along with Moon Moon on Twitch to learn how to engage with chat and talk to yourself. And that was the most, how do you say, valuable sort of thing? Yeah, it's Discord pings, yeah. I need to turn that off. I'm in front of my computer right now. Yeah, so you guys are hearing all the sounds. Let me turn it off. Yeah, so if you want to become a streamer, the most important thing for you to do is to watch a lot of different types of content, maybe even content that you don't really like, but is successful, then you can start identifying what is it about this content that makes this content creator very successful. And once you're able to point that out very fast, within like 5 minutes of viewing a stream, you've probably gained some sort of understanding about what you need to do when you're live. That's how I gained a lot of my technical streaming skills. Yeah. No, it's not fish pinging me. It's not, is it? No, it's my gen mates. Remy is in the hospital. She's in a lot of pain. So, if you guys could bring her a lot of sweet, good, well wishings, that would be great. She has the stomach flu. Poor little thing. Poor little thing is in the hospital. So, yeah, if you guys can send some well wishings to her, that would be wonderful. Yeah, like with everything in life, do your homework if you want to become a streamer. It's a lot more work than you would think, actually. What do you normally wear when you go out, or what is your favorite outfit? I guess I can describe it. I wear a lot of dresses, and oh my god, I'm looking at a huge spider at the corner of my eye. I'm gonna pretend that's not there. I can't reach it anyways. I wear a lot of dresses and one pieces. My favorite outfit is, there's this, how do you say this? There's like a one piece sort of, it's like a skirt. Like it's a skirt, but underneath there's shorts. It's red and black plaid. I wear a little poofy sleeve blouse underneath it. It's like short. Oh my god, the spider's moving. Pretend that's not happening. yeah, and then we're some socks. Some, how do you say this? Like socks that go up to your calf, along with brown leather heels. They are, how do you say this? They're loafers. And I wear a little black beret to go with it. Very cute outfits, like one of my favorites. No, I didn't wear thigh highs with it, but yeah, they're just trouser length socks. Yeah, it's very cute, very preppy. And then I wear my favorite perfume to go along with it. And yeah. My hair is actually platinum blonde as well in real life. Yeah. Yeah, platinum blonde. Yeah. You have to maintain pretty high maintenance. Very high maintenance. Yeah, my friends would say I'm pretty fashionable actually. Yeah. My friends definitely say I'm one of the more fashionable friends that they have, if I were so to say. What are your opinions on capybaras? This is for research purposes. Capybaras, I love them. I love the little gifts of them in the Japanese bath. Super cute with the mikan on their heads. Yuzu or mikan on their heads. Very, very cute. Or the one where the pelican was trying to eat the capybara, but it was just like unbothered. Very cute. Very cute. Flashing the red flags. No. It's good to take care of yourself. It's good to take care of yourself and take care of your appearance. You feel better about yourself that way. And oh my god, the spider is just dangling there. I'm just gonna pretend that's not happening. Oh, don't you dare come down, I swear to god. I'll have to catch it if it comes down. Oh man. Okay. Hello there, Sheena. My question is kind of simple. Summer or winter? Which of those do you like more? I like winter more. Because I like winter fashion a little bit more. More layers. The fall is actually my favorite season. I like the colors of fall. My favorite color, surprisingly, is like a burnt brick red. Like a brick red. It's my favorite color. Like warm brick red. Mima Spider Catcher. I really need one of those. Applications open for Mima Spider Catcher for sure. I love dressing for the winter. So many layers. So many layers. And it's okay if you get a little chubby over the holidays. And then you can just bundle up and nobody will notice. Very cute. It's very cute. This is for both for like no matter if you're like girl, boy, anything in between. Everyone looks cute bundled up. Everything looks cute, very bundled up. It's very cute. One of my favorite things. Let's see. What are your biggest goals for your singing? I remember seeing you have like a vocal coach and sing before streams for practice. There's a lot of goals for singing, right? So, before I couldn't, believe it or not, I couldn't sing soft songs at all. They were way too airy. Didn't have enough soul in them. Didn't have enough substance. And it was actually what I was worst at. I couldn't maintain songs. I didn't have any sustains. I didn't have any power in my vocals at all. And then that got a lot better. And now, right now, it's tongue tension and breathing that I have the most trouble with right now. And it's kind of like art where you spend years trying to fix something and it's just little tweaks here and there. So just like drawing, it's like one of those things I'm continuously will want to get better at, and it's not something that just, oh, I'm done, I'm good now, I'm a pro now. I don't think that'll ever happen. I don't think that'll ever happen. Let's see here. I know this might be a weird question, but do you think there are any bad reasons to work out, or rather that there are reasons that aren't as important as, say, just being healthier? Also, I love your stream so far, even though I haven't been at many of them, and I especially love that you try to create such a comfy space for us. Butter cookies, Meemaw love. Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't really think there's any bad reasons to work out, to be honest. I mean, for me, my working out started more as a superficial thing. Over COVID, I did gain a little bit of weight, more than a little bit, and I'm still working it down a little bit more. My abs are definitely gone. They're not there anymore. And I'm like halfway through, but so it started with superficial reasons, like wanting to look better, wanting my old body back. But as you get into a routine and you feel like you feel good, you know, after 30 minutes of working out, you feel good for the rest of the day, and you sleep well, and your hair is growing back, and you feel less stressed, and you're able to handle things a lot better. Those things come with time and repetition. So I would say, no, there's not really any bad reason to work out unless you're just like starving yourself and stuff. Then no, don't do that. But yeah, whatever gets you going to the gym or moving for 30 minutes is a good reason. It's not much. 30 minutes is not much. If you spend 30 minutes on your time on your phone scrolling into the abyss, you can spend 30 minutes walking in your neighborhood or just like doing like passive workouts. It doesn't even need to be really hard. You just need to move around a little bit to keep healthy. Yeah, you don't even need to go ham. You just need to do something, you know? All right. Now, whatever gets you to the gym, I don't judge. I really do not judge. Whatever your reasons are, it's a very personal thing, right? Yeah. The void is tempting, but it will not get you anywhere. To doom scroll on Twitter won't get you anywhere. I've been there before. It doesn't help me at all. It just causes problems more than anything. yeah, grip trainer for anxiety. Yeah. If you have anxiety, butter cookies, I can relate very well to that. I have really bad anxiety that is now under control with a lot of therapy. So, I understand your pain if you have anxiety. Absolutely. Let's see here. What has been your favorite stream so far? Any games or streams you really want to do in the future? My favorite streams so far have been my art streams and Witcher. I really like playing The Witcher, actually. I'm really enjoying playing The Witcher. So maybe next week we'll do 2 Witcher days. And I really want to play Elden Ring, but I know everyone's sick of it. So I've been trying to hold back a little bit more. Yeah. We'll save it for Twitch. Your freaking voice, so pleasant to listen to. Thank you. You know what? It wasn't always like this. It's another one of those things that was trained. I don't know if you guys know this, but voice is something that can be trained as well. You're not stuck with your... If there's a tone you don't like about your voice, it's something that can be trained out. My voice used to be much more piercing, so it did take a lot of coaching to make it soft and nice to listen to. At least some of you aren't sick of it. Maybe next month? Next month. I'm not the best gamer, but it's fun. It's fun. As for my question, what are your favorite flowers? I like Lily of the Valley. I also like jasmine. Jasmine is my favorite flower scent-wise. Lily of the Valley is my favorite flower looks-wise. Yeah. Let's see here. Hello, Sheena. I noticed that you seem to be a very driven individual. You have worked hard to acquire many talents. Thank you for noticing that. Thank you, actually. Thank you. This is the first time somebody actually acknowledged the hard work that goes into so-called talents. A lot of people I met, how do you say this? They would get really discouraged by the things I can do, and they would completely disregard the fact that I spent decades trying to perfect some of these things. So thank you for noticing that. It really means a lot. It's very impressive that if I had difficulty in finding motivation for most of my life, and I always kind of just left myself drift aimlessly, I'd like to change this about myself. How do you do it, and have you any suggestions? Thank you. So, it's, for me, it's just having passion in something and sticking with it. It's literally like that. Like, you can't really get super good at something with, like, a passing interest. You really have to, like, love something enough to go through the parts that really suck. Like, if you like music, like, if you like to play an instrument, you have to love it enough. If you want to be, like, at a pro level, you have to love it enough to practice, like, 1 hour, 2 hours a day. Right? Like, that's the kind of love that you have for something to get consistently good at it. Like, for me, singing, it's like every day you gotta sing 30, 40 minutes. You need to be a little bit obsessed with it. You need to be a little bit crazy about it. But at the same time, balance your interest in other things. I have this problem where if I get into something, I really, really get into it. And you can't get me out of this trance for many, many months. Which leads to me not having many connections in my life. Because I spend all my time working on my interests. I'm very selfish with my time. Very, very selfish with my time. Something that gets people very upset sometimes, but I find a lot of fulfillment in doing things that I want to get good at, more so than social interaction. That's just me being an introvert, but yeah, you just gotta find your thing. Spark of inspiration that will keep you going. And sometimes things will get hard, but you just gotta work through it. It's not gonna be sunshines and rainbows through the whole thing. Talent is just, yeah, a lot of small little things done every day over and over, over a long period of time. Yeah. You guys are right about that. Yeah. Yeah, like, it's good to hang out with your friends. I don't want to say it's bad. And it's definitely good to get out there and do time-wasty things sometimes. But, yeah, time manage a little bit to fit your interests in and do hard things. Make yourself a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, you know? If you could have yourself drawn doing any one thing, what would it be? Me on the Stairmaster with my hair in, like, a bun. Like a big bun on my head. In, like, tight yoga pants. With my buns, just like a little bubble butt. Yeah. I want to see that. I want to see that. I want that so bad. Yeah, yoga pants, bubble butt on the Stairmaster. That's what I want. That's what I want. hi, Fina. What are some favorite things to bake? I like baking banana bread the most. And I know it's mundane, but I have this, my recipe memorized. So whenever I have, like, any extra bananas, it's therapeutic to make banana bread. It's a very simple recipe. I'll share it sometime. Yeah, I plan to share a lot of my recipes in my memberships every week. So once those open up, I will be sharing a lot more than just my spaghetti. What are the top three drinks to get at a cafe? Be your personal favorites or drinks you see others get that you dream to try? Cafe. Ooh, at a cafe. What kind of cafe? You mean like Starbucks? At Starbucks, my favorite drink is the cold vanilla cream cold brew. You guys have never had the cold brew with the vanilla cream, the cold foam on top. It's so freaking good. It's my favorite drink at Starbucks. That's my absolute favorite. I also like the matcha frappuccino with soy. I usually get it, no added sugar, soy, and no whipped cream. Yeah. It's like a treat. Still sweet if you don't add any extra sweetener, if you guys know that. And then, I don't know, that's just my two things I order at Starbucks, but I don't go there too often, to be honest. I usually make my own coffee at home. Blue Bottle Coffee is my favorite brand of coffee. So I usually buy their beans and just make it at home. You know, one of my goals, I didn't write it down on my debut, but it was actually to own an espresso machine. I wanted to own an espresso machine, but they're way too expensive. So maybe one day. And I already answered what my favorite outfit was. So I'll refresh and see if there's any more. Let's see. Have you thought about playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel? I've gotten this question so many times. I am thinking about it, but I gotta relearn the entire game, and I'm too scared to play it, because I feel like when I'm playing something on stream, I'm getting judged for being bad at it, and I don't want to go in being bad at it, especially for this one, because I have a sense of pride about Yu-Gi-Oh! I have a duelist pride. I know that sounds really dumb, but oh, there's just a wall I need to get over. Yeah. But eventually, maybe. Hey, Sheena, thank you for today's stream, especially for the Imer song. I'm a May song. And for this past week, last week has been rough for me, and checking your streams or having them in the background has really been helpful to distract my mind from the stress of work. So thanks for that. And my question, what do you do to handle the pressure of streaming? Seeing your views literally double from your first week already, do you have any tips to battle that kind of pressure? Love your content? Ooh, this is hard. This is hard. I do talk about some ways of how I mitigate nervousness when you're talking in front of a bunch of people. A lot of it is doing some exercise. 30 minutes before your stream or your event, if you're public speaking, doing jumping jacks. I did a lot of those during my debut. But there's really no way to handle it except maybe hide your view count. I do that a lot as well. Sometimes the opposite happens and a low view count will affect your performance a little bit more than a high view count, actually. So, if you can't handle those numbers, make sure to just turn it off. Don't look at it. Because no matter if you have one viewer or 1,000 viewers, you have to put on the same amazing performance. So that number really doesn't matter. Whether or not you have 2 viewers in your chat or 2,000, you still have to perform as a performer. You can't rely on your audience to give you that energy. As a good performer, you should be able to provide that yourself. No matter what, the show must go on as a professional. So, just tank it. Just tank it. You can do it. I believe in you. Just tank it. Yeah, you can do it. I believe in you. It gets easier. It gets easier. I still give Irie a little pep talk before stream sometimes. She's so new to this in general and streaming. And, yeah, and she's so cute when she's nervous, though. It kind of adds to the flavor, I think. But I always tell her that you'll be okay. Just don't look at the number. Just do your best. And yeah. Can anyone learn how to sing? I want to take up on it, but I have no background at all. And I have a really deep voice. Just like there are different brightness of stars in the sky. They are all made specifically the way they are meant to. Right? So that means you, who are blessed with a very deep baritone voice, can also learn how to sing and have a place in the singing world. I do believe anyone can sing. It's something that can be trained. Some people have more talent in like being on tune or beat-wise, like rhythm, pitch. If you don't have any of those things, you can still sing. No matter how your voice sounds, you can sing. If you have a really deep voice, high voice, middle voice, there's a place for you in singing. You can always pitch songs down and up depending on what you are more comfortable with. So don't let that hold you back. If you're really passionate about it, I do suggest trying to learn. It's worth it. It's worth it. Yeah. Bassy voices sound really nice if you can learn how to control it. Yeah, especially with jazz. Oh my gosh, low jazzy voices. Are you much of a reader? If so, what kind of novels do you read? I used to read a lot more than I do now, since I'm really busy with art and stuff, and I don't have as much time to read. But I did read a lot of memoirs. I love reading memoirs. There was a time that I was dealing with a lot of loss in my life. And in that time, I spent a lot of time reading about grief, memoirs of grief, and going through losing somebody central to your life. Yeah, it really helped. It really helped a lot. So I highly recommend reading a lot of those memoirs if you guys are struggling. Sometimes it's just nice to get another perspective. Just to know you aren't alone. Even if this novelist will never know who you are, they can give so much insight on your inner thoughts if you're able to read another person's eloquently put words. Could you clarify your Twitter tags? Because your symbol's a scissor. I don't know if Amanogawashina for all things, or if it's a clip tag. Amanogawashina tag is just for general things. You can tag that onto anything related to me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what that is. You can put Amanogawashina tag on my arts. On any art that you put on me is put in my illustration tag as well. It's just a general tag. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's refresh again. See if there's any more. Blah, 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 blah. Alright, those are, I think, believe all of them right now that I want to answer. Let's sing a couple more songs. I think we've been here for almost an hour and a half. I think it was a nice hour and a half. I don't think I will stay for any longer because I need to rest up my voice for tomorrow's stream. It's another Zatsuna on drawing stream, so I need to rest well and avoid talking, but we'll do a couple more songs before we go tonight. And I'll leave you guys and I'll get ready for bed after that too. All right. So let's do Colors of the Wind. I don't know if you guys know that one. You think you own whatever land you land on. Sorry, give me a second. My voice is starting to get hoarse. Let me drink water. Thank you for spoiling your cookies. I would love to spoil you guys. If you guys have a comfy night, then I've done my job. Then I've done my job. Yeah. If I could fill your empty hours after work or whatever you guys are doing with comfortable times, then I would have done my job. More drinking ASMR. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a spirit, has a life, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of another, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or asked the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountains? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Come run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you. And for once, never wonder what they're worth. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends, and we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or let the eagle tell you where he's been? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountains? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? How high does the sycamore grow if you cut it down? Then you will never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. For whether we are white or copper skin, we need to sing with all the voices of the mountains. We need to paint with all the colors of the wind. And you can own the earth, and still all you'll own is earth until You can paint with all the colors of the wind. Thank you. Sorry, my vocal condition is decreasing, so it's a little hard to sing, but I'm trying to hang in there for a couple more songs for you guys. Couple more songs. All right. What else? There's 1,000 years. I can sing 1,000 years, or I can sing I See the Light from Tangled. What else? There's also some more comfier English songs that I know. Thank you. There's like let's see what they got. Nope. Let's see. I'm looking through the piano tracks to see if I can find one that I wanted to do. That is Softer for the Night. Not Material Girl. That one is too upbeat. I love that song. I love that song. Oh, I actually don't know Porter Robinson too well. To be honest. Oh, I didn't do Fly Me to the Moon yet. I don't think I sang that to you guys yet. Yeah. Let's do it. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Thank you. I love that little funky little tune. What else? What other jazz do I know? Do I know other jazzy songs? Hold on. Let's see. Scrolling down. Thank you. Missed some of the notes at the end there. I tried to improvise, but missed the mark. Over the Rainbow. How about Over the Rainbow? Do I know Over the Rainbow? Over the Rainbow. let me see this gif. Oh, I can't be reached. Sheena Ringo did a beautiful rendition of Love is Blind. I don't know that song yet. Or maybe I do, I just don't actually know it. Not Despacito, no. No. This one's a little tough right now. Somewhere over the rainbow,
There's a land that I have heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where trouble melts like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where trouble melts like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
Man, my voice is really going. Maybe one more and then we'll call it a night. Maybe one more. All right, one more song. Another older song. Let me remember the name. Remember the name real quick. Let's see. There was a song I really like. It goes la 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 la. La 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 do 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 do. What's that song called again? No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring. Hold on. No one can make me feel the Loving You, Loving You. Loving You by Minnie Lip Riperton. Loving You! Loving You. I am the boomer song. The boomer song talent. I'm so sorry. let's do a guitar this time. Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you Everything that I do is out of loving you. La 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 do 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 do. No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring. Stay with me while we grow old, then we will live each day in springtime. Loving you has made my life so beautiful, and every day my life is filled with loving you. Loving you, I see your soul come shining through. And every time that we ooh, I'm more in love with you. La 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 la. No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring. And stay with me while we grow old, and we will live each day in springtime. Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful, and every day my life is filled with loving you. Loving you, I see your soul come shining through. And every time that we ooh, I'm more in love with you. La 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 do 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 do. La 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 da 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 da. Thank you. And that concludes Amano Gawashina's very first Twitter Live. I hope I was able to help you guys unwind tonight and help you guys sleep. This should be recorded. I'm not sure where it records, but no matter what you went through today, I hope that tomorrow will be either an equally good day or it will be better than today. And I will see you guys at 3 p.m. tomorrow for some comfy drawing. And thank you so much. I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye. Good night.